act on it. He knows how to act on it. He could have said, Tommy, I don't feel good enough to go. Tommy, I don't think I can make it. Tommy, you should use someone else. No, he said, Tommy, I'm available when you need me. When the reporters asked him, why would you even think of playing with such pain and such injuries? He looked at the reporter and he said, have you ever played baseball? So what is the Razor's Edge activity for you? On page 56, just to complete this, if you're employed in a sales capacity, consider the dynamic sales presentation which you could be developing in a month or two. If you simulated a sales presentation with an imaginary prospect or possibly one of your associates every day for 1 hour, imagine what would happen if you practice your craft every day. Imagine what would happen if you practice your craft as a parent, if you practice your craft in your profession, if you practice your craft in your family life, in your personal life, and with your friends. Can you imagine what would happen? Well, you see, if you're only going to try it for a week, I want to tell you now, don't do it, because the frustration will be worse than ever. If you're going to try it for 2 weeks, maybe. But if you want it to really work, I'll tell you this. You give the next 90 days of your life, the next 90 days of your life, the very best you've got, and I'll guarantee you one thing. Life will give you everything you want for the rest of your life. 90 days. I could go through this. And at the bottom, it's asking you to make a commitment. I'm going to suggest that sometime this week, and you know, tomorrow you're going to be very tired. But I'm going to suggest tomorrow, just give some thought to what we were covering today in the Razor's Edge, because the difference is action, the difference is activity, the difference is doing. The difference is really doing. And then you make a commitment on what you're going to do with this page. And don't allow others, don't allow events to control your activity. Don't allow that. I kind of like, you know, the guy who was walking back and forth in front of the bed on a Sunday night, and his wife said, are you ever going to come to bed? It's midnight. He said, I can't. I said, why not? He said, I'm having a problem. He said, the mortgage is due tomorrow, and we have no money in the bank. She said, isn't that so-and-so down the street where our bank manager lives? Isn't that the bank we deal with? Isn't he the manager? So that's right. Went over. She picked up the phone. She called him. She had a few words and hung up the phone. She said, now, will you get into bed? He said, what did you do? He said, I just called the bank manager and let him know that you can't make the mortgage payment tomorrow. He'll be up all night worrying about it. You get to bed. Excellence is a commitment to completion, and that's the difference in the Razor's Edge activities you're going to get involved in to really make this program work for you.
And I'm sure you can relate that to almost any experience in your life. Whether it be in relationships, the Razor's Edge may be commitment. Whether it be in selling, the Razor's Edge may be one more call. Whether it be in just your family life, the Razor's Edge might be just turning off the television for maybe 1/2 hour each day. For me, in doing the seminars and the things that I've been able to accomplish through the seminars, the Razor's Edge for me has been persistence. In other words, when I was in doubt, I went to work. When I was in doubt, I went forward. When I wanted to quit, I took one more step ahead. So the Razor's Edge is always perhaps a decision. And I think that this is probably very, very significant to anyone that we may be sharing with today. But I know that we don't have as many problems as we have decisions to make. And quite often that problem mushrooms only because of the lack of decision. So the Razor's Edge for a lot of people could be to make a decision, even though they don't have a complete set of facts to operate with. Make a decision, and usually by making that decision, the next decision will be revealed to you.
Now on page 55, there's a space there for you to jot down 6, 7, 8 little things that'll make a big difference. I'm not suggesting that you use them all, but at least recognize 6 and then implement them. Remember, right at the beginning of the book, we point out that reading and memorizing isn't going to do you any good. It's understanding and application that's really going to make the difference. So before you proceed any further, make sure that page 55 is complete with your Razor Edge activities.